Well, welcome. This is Lon Woodbury. I'm an independent educational consultant in the Bonner Ferry, North Idaho, and the president of Woodbury Reports, my firm. And today we're visiting with Ron Mendenhall. Ron is the co-founder, he and his wife Heidi, of Focus Point. And that's headquartered in Raftrum, North Idaho, and works with young adults, ages 18 to 24, I believe. And he's the program director there, putting it together. It's a fairly new program. And, well, welcome, Ron. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much, Lon.
Okay, well, let me ask a little bit about yourself. You've got to the point you're founding this program, but how did you get to where you're at? What's your background? What kind of person are you?
Well, my background's in education. I taught special education in Bonner's Ferry for 5 years at the local elementary school. And that was in the mid-90s. And then after that, I was getting my master's degree in educational leadership and special education from the University of Idaho. But public education just wasn't my, I guess so, cup of tea. And I resigned from that position and had the wonderful opportunity to co-found and start a program in Montana, a therapeutic boarding school for young or for adolescents, high school age girls and boys, called the Monarch School. You may know that.
I'm very well aware of it.
I did that for about 11 plus years. And I was the academic director, and at the end, for the last 4 years, I was the president of the school once I resigned. And during that time, I would always get questions from consultants and parents of the students that were attending of, what do I do with my young adult now? Because they felt that they needed something a little bit more than just putting them into college at a college atmosphere. They kind of needed a transition program. And I heard that for about 11 plus years. And so I resigned from Monarch School and talked with my wife prior to that. And we decided to resign from Monarch School and start a young adult program. And I did my research around that for probably 6 plus months, really doing program development, talking with other professionals in the field, and getting their thoughts on it. And I went ahead and did it about 2 months ago and started Focus Point.
Okay, good. Do you have some students there now? Or are you still
We still do not. I have had a few parents tour, and just wasn't the right place. And then I've actually said no to a couple, which... starting new programs hard, but I really want to stay close to my mission and take the appropriate students. So, but definitely getting the buzz with the consultants, and have had a lot of tours, and actually have a parent touring with their son Friday.
Okay. Well, I know it's difficult to do a startup, and it takes a little while to get it together. But your answer raises a question. What kind of kids do you work at, and or maybe why you turned down those two that you said no to?
We really, I guess for the lack of better terms, I guess it's we work with that failure to launch sort of kid that has possibly some anxiety, depression around school, around social activities. We also will work with young people that with some substance abuse relapses, impulsivity, and PTSD. The students that weren't appropriate were we turned them down mainly because of they were conduct disorder kids, and one had an eating disorder and also had been in trouble. Had a couple felonies.
So they had some clinical or legal problems that you were
equipped
to
deal with. Legal
problems
that just didn't, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
So it's a failure to launch type of kid. I would think a key source of kids would be ones that had headed off to college and flamed out in the first semester and just they weren't ready for it and they need some help. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, exactly. And I think it's a problem within the United States. I think colleges have finally acknowledged that. It's just not, I guess, lack of better terms, program kid, so to speak, coming out of therapeutic school. It's a nationwide issue coming out of public school. It's a huge percentage of kids that don't make it through that first year, even that first semester there, coming out of public school even. So.
Okay. Okay, well, it sounds good. Sounds like there's a big, big market there of needs for that.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your mission. What are you trying to do with these kids, where do you hope to have the kids by the time they're through with the program?
Well, you know, when I was developing the whole mission, I was really wanting a place that's safe for young people to regain their confidence.
By safe, you largely mean emotional safety?
Yeah, emotional safety. Yeah, thank you. To regain their confidence and independence. And to do that, I think you need to introduce them to healthy choices in the community. Obviously have a sober living environment and have a sound clinical piece to your program, along with just teaching them some life skills that they may have missed or didn't gain in their other home environment.
Yeah, and sounds like one way to describe it would be almost like rehabilitation. You're teaching them some of the things that in a different age or in a proper world they would have learned by the time they graduated from high school. Is that
correct? Yeah, that's fair to say, definitely.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about the about your program. How are you going about trying to impact the kids? And I presume a part of it would be when they finish your program, they can handle college or they can handle going to mm-hmm. work or training, something
right.
like that. They're ready to launch.
Correct. The program's really, I did some research and talked with other people, but it's really kind of founded around Eric Erickson's theories of psychosocial development and his phases of maturation. So we're really looking at the family piece, the physical health, social, emotional, life skills, education, employment. But within that, when a student comes in, we are really kind of looking at three distinct steps for them. And it's kind of individualized to the person, but the first step would be the orientation phase, And that is really for us and them to get to know each other, but there also will be some holistic assessments from our nutritionist and the therapist and myself around their learning styles and their physical and social development and kind of where they're at in their life.
So you're not only getting them oriented to the program and the people, but are getting you oriented towards what their needs are and the type of person they are.
Exactly, yeah.
So it goes both ways. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Then in that orientation step, there would be obviously a lot of collaboration and feedback, but they would want to start to create a plan for themselves with our guidance and around that, and create some goals, some objective end goals, and then they'd be ready for the step two, which would be the portfolio stage, which I, in education, did portfolios quite a bit, and I think they're a fantastic assessment tool because they just don't do one area, and it's kind of a higher level of thinking a lot of times. But they also develop a portfolio around that, and that would have a journal and some areas of sections for the community, the social emotional health, their diet and health, their education piece, and obviously their therapeutic piece would be part of that portfolio. And they would add, I guess, assessments and proof, I guess, so to speak, of how they're doing in each one of those areas as the portfolio and as they stay at focus point.
Okay.
And excuse me.
Yeah, and then there's a third stage.
Yeah, and the third stage is the transition, and it's really looking at keeping that portfolio going, but testing those new skills out with less and less, I guess, so much structure from focus point staff, and allowing them to kind of test their new skills in their transition step, and that could be doing that at home, or, you know, allowing them to have a car and those sorts of things in that transition step. And then also part of that transition step would be getting them a plan on what to do after Focus Point and what would that would look like with for themselves.
So what do you figure would be the average time for a young adult to finish the program?
We're thinking about 9 months.
Okay, about 9 months. So that's what a parent could expect would be about nine months.
Yeah, and I think some of that will dictate around the education piece and the vocational piece with North Idaho College and in between each semesters and stuff like that.
Okay, and it's both boys and girls, and the age range is what, about 18 to 24?
18 to 24, and it's for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what makes you different? There's a lot of other programs. There's a lot of choices parents have to help kids when they have had this failure to launch problem, not only public mm-hmm. programs, but there's a lot of private parent choice programs that we work with. So what makes you unique?
Right. I think one of the things that makes us unique is we're really looking at that healthy lifestyle with a nutritionist, and there's a lot of research around getting your physical health along with your emotional in order pays dividends down the road, and we're really hitting a lot on the health piece. I think there's a few other maybe adolescent programs that do that, but I haven't seen a lot of young adult programs focus on that. I think what I've seen is they allow them, they kind of give them some guidance, but we're going to get in their life a little bit more about healthy choices for eating and really getting their overall emotional and physical health in order. I think that's a niche for us.
Okay. One question I forgot to ask earlier. What sort of living arrangements do you have for them?
We have a five-bedroom house in Raptor on 6 acres that has walking trails and a beautiful backyard. And it's three full bathrooms and two half bathrooms. It's pretty close to 4,000 square feet. And we're in Raptor, Idaho, which is really central to a lot of college and vocational options, along with outdoor activities with all the ski hills. Kind of, we're right in the middle of several ski hills and obviously the beginning of the Selkirk Mountain Range.
Okay. Yeah, well, I live pretty close to there, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ron. We've been talking with Ron Mendenhall. He's the co-founder, along with his wife, Heidi, of Focus Point in Raftur, Idaho. It's a program for boys and girls, young adults, ages 18 to 24. Ron, do you want to wrap up by giving contact information, phone number, website, things like that?
Yes, I will. FocusPointProgram.com is the website, and our phone number is 208-687-4255. The fax number is 208-687-4266, and we are open for enrollment right now.
Okay, well, very good. Good luck, Ron, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lon.